Note reference, 16, but since that answer is the one Gaffin is uncomfortable with, he sets up his logical circles to answer his own question with, at the end of the first century, but in no case does he, nor can he, show that the answer to that question is a part of the biblical author's intent in the texts that are examined. He circumvents that by suggesting that it was the divine author's intent, on the basis of his own form of analogy of Scripture. I would contend that this is not a legitimate use of the analogy of Scripture because the question is a wrong one. Indeed, what should be noted here is that traditional Pentecostalism has had its own way of posing questions and arriving at answers, albeit with much less exegetical sophistication. Their question is, should all speak with tongues when baptized with the Spirit? Their answer of course is yes, but that is determined not on the meaning and intent of the biblical texts themselves, but by the very framing of the question in that way. Let me finally conclude this critique of others, with a candid admission that I do not with all of these illustrations suggest that I come to the text with a clean slate. I give them in part to illustrate what a tenuous task this is. In fact, knowing a bit about the basic sociology of the first century believers,